I have an opinion about abortion which I need to share, and this is it. Regardless of how you feel about abortion, it is silly and stupid to keep talking about it in connection with the governor's race. Yes, it's an important issue to many people, but here's the bottom line. The governor of Michigan does not make abortion policy. He or she can't. The next governor really can't do anything about abortion, even if he wants to. Here's what you need to keep in mind. 37 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court stunned the nation by declaring that the constitutional right to privacy protects a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. That's a right they said is essentially unlimited in the first trimester. Some people think that decision, usually known as Roe v. Wade, was the most terrible decision in the history of the country. Others think it was one of the most enlightened and liberating things any branch of government has ever done. But regardless of how you feel, it has nothing to do with the governor's race. Here's why. The only way Roe v. Wade can be changed is by another Supreme Court decision or by a constitutional amendment ratified by 3/4 of the states. If someone wants to devote themselves to either of those possibilities, they have every right to do so. But such an endeavor would literally take years and have no sure chance of success. The governor of Michigan has no time for that. Being governor is a difficult job in good times, and these are anything but. The state's economy has been badly damaged by the dramatic decline and near collapse of the domestic auto industry, which in any event will never again employ the vast numbers of workers it once did. Our system of government is badly broken. State government no longer has the revenue it needs for its basic obligations. Term limits have meant that the legislature lacks institutional memory and anyone with long-term experience. That has helped fuel partisan bitterness so extreme Republicans and Democrats barely talk to each other, let alone collaborate for the good of the state. As a result, Lansing is essentially paralyzed, unable to properly fund the obligations it has or even make a move to try to get out of this mess. The new governor has to lead the way in changing all that. The state needs to figure out what its real priorities are and find a way to get the money needed to finance them. The courts, the schools, and whatever else is essential for state government to do. Michigan badly needs new business and industry to come and bring jobs here. Any governor needs to be focused on enacting the right policies to help make these things happen. But instead, Democratic nominee Virge Bernero spent yesterday saying that Republican nominee Rick Snyder was extreme in his anti-abortion views. A Snyder spokesman shot back that it was Bernero's views in favor of abortion rights that were extreme, and so on. Both sides need to stop this. Most voters don't know much about either man. We don't know how they would try to fix state government or our economy. That's what's relevant to being governor. That's what they need to be talking about, and we need to pressure them to do it.